Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Tet Amud Aleph. At the bottom of the Amud, we have a relatively short piece today, picking up on the discussion that we just finished with, or we're still really in the middle of, about the issue of taking over the property of a relative, a bequeathing relative, who is in captivity. Amar Rav Huna, Ein Moridin Katan L'Nichsei Shavui. We do not allow a Katan, even if that's the only heir, to take over the property of a captive, somebody who's captured, v'lo karov l'nichsei katan, and we don't flip it, that we don't put a karov in control, I mean somebody who's a potential heir, of the property of a katan, v'lo karov machmat karov l'nichsei katan, or somebody who's a karov of a katan, and Rashi gives the example, which the Gemara alludes to, which is if the Katan has a paternal brother who then has a maternal brother who then has his paternal brother who's in no way connected to the Katan himself to come in and take control of the property. Now, let's look at that. Ein Moridin Katan L'Nichsei Shavui, why Dilma Mafsid Lahu? He's a Katan, he won't know how to take care of it, and then the person will come back and their property will be damaged. V'lo Krov Machmat Krov L'Nichsei Katan, they jumped right away to the third one. Ba'achi Mi'ima, like I mentioned, a maternal brother. And then the reason for a not taking over the Nichsei Katan at all is Kevin Delamachi Atid Arzuki Bey. Since the kid doesn't know how to protest, if this Karov takes over, he'll then turn around a little while later and claim that it's been his the whole time and the kid will not have been able to protest. I'll say, here, I was here for 3 years, nobody protested, it's mine. I'm a Rav Shmami named Rav Huna, so we can infer from Rav Huna's statement, Ein Marzikim Nichsei Katan. We never allow a chazakah on the property of a katan, meaning if somebody does take possession, that doesn't count. Why? Vafilu Higdil. Even, and we'll discuss this at much greater length in Chazkat Abatim, the third paragraph of Bava Matra, even if the person takes it over when the kid's a katan, and he's on it 3 years after the kid's already an adult, because the kid won't know how to protest. V'lo amran ela ba'achi de'aba. That's only true about paternal brothers who could make a claim that they are the heirs. V'lo ba'achi de'ima leitlan ba. If it's a maternal brothers, then there's no reason to think that they would make such a claim. V'achi, or that they'd be able to make such a claim. V'achi de'abi namen lo amran ela ba'arata. And we say it's only about land. V'lo ba'bati leitlan ba. If it's just houses, then the neighbors will be able to say, we know it's the kid's house. Varata namilo amran eladlo avid ita, and that's only true if even with the in the land and even paternal brothers, we only don't allow them to take control over it if they didn't write a writ of division. Well, avid ita kola idla, then everybody knows about it, it's famous, and then it won't make a claim. Velohi, but we reject all of this. Loshna achida abi, veloshna achida ima. Doesn't matter. Paternal, maternal brothers. Loshna arata, loshna bata. Doesn't matter. Land or houses. Shavirita, loshna lo avirita, lo machtina. We do not allow anybody to take over the possession, the territory, the land, or the possessions of a katan because of this concern, regardless of all the distinctions we attempted. We end this piece with two stories. Story one: Ahi savta. There was an old woman. Tahavila tlat banta. She had three daughters. She and one of the daughters were taken captive. Idach tarte, the other two daughters, banta shchiva chadaminayu, shavka inuka. One of them died leaving a son. So now, there are two living daughters, one of whom is in captivity with mom, and the other one who is alive, and then there's a grandson from the dead daughter. Now, in the meantime, we have no idea how the old woman and her daughter who are in captivity are doing. So Amar Abaye, Hechi Avid, what should we do? Look, minu l'nichse biyada de'achta, to give all the property to the living sister. We can't do that, because Dilma Shechiva, as a karov controlling the property of a shavui, we can't do that, because Dilma Shechiva Savta, maybe the old woman is dead. Meridin karov l'nichse katan, which means that the grandson is a proper heir here. And therefore, part of this property belongs to him, and you're not allowed to have a karov come take it over because of the concern we just raised. Can we give it all into the hands of the baby, of course, with a trustee? We can't do it. Dilma lo shchiva savta, because maybe grandmother isn't dead. Ve'ein moridin katan nichse shavui. We already had the rule that you do not have a katan take over control of the land of a shavui, because they're not going to take care of it. So what do? Amar Abaye hilkach palga yehiv nalal le'achta. So here's what we do. Half of it we give to the living sister, the aunt who's not in captivity. Ve'inach palga mokminan le'aputropa li'anuka. Because the sister can control half of it, no problem, because either her mother's dead, in which case she's an heir, or her mother's captive and she's taking over as a morid the nechseh shavui, as we pass on like Shmuel. And the other half, what do? We put it in the hands of the baby, but we put appoint an apotropos. Rava marmigu the mukmin apotropa la palga, mukmin le apotropa lidach palga. Rava says, since we're appointing an apotropos for half, we have to appoint an apotropos for the whole thing. Now, meaning that he says you can't have the kid's part be controlled by an apotropos and the sister in the meantime having her part without any oversight. Lesof shamu deshchiva savta. In the end, what happened? They heard that the old woman had died. They don't know what happened to the other sister who was with her. Amar baye tilta yahavinam lalachta. So Rabbi says we have to split things three ways. One third certainly goes to the living sister because she's a third of an heir here. The other one who's in captivity might be a third of an heir, and this grandson might be a third of an heir. Vitilta yavin leyanuka. So the other third we give to the baby with, of course, the apotropos. Ve'inach tilta yahavinan dan kalaachta. The other third we divide as follows. 1/6 we give to the sister who it may be hers, but she, in the meantime, she's keeping it for the other sister who may be alive. Ve'inach dan kamukminan leapotropa leyanuka. And the other 6th you give to an apotropos to cover for the yanuka. Rava says, no, once you're going to have an apotropos on that 6th, you have an apotropos on the other 6th. So 1/3 goes to the yanuka with his own apotropos on it to cover it. 1/3 goes to the living sister. That's all proper. And the other 1/3 gets divided into 2 halves, each 1/6 of the property, that according to Rava, both are under the care of an apotropos, but one in the name of the coverage of the aunt or the sister, and the other in the name of the baby. Second story. Mari bar Isak, who we've heard of before, he was evidently a pretty powerful guy. Atale acham bechozai. He had a fellow show up from Bechozai saying he was the brother. Amarle ploglon, he said, split the inheritance that you got from father with me because I'm your brother. Amarle lo yadanalach, I don't know who you are. Atakam Rav Chista, so they came to Rav Chista. Amarle shaper kamarlach. He said to the newcomer, Mari bar Isak may be telling the truth, and you still may be the brother. Why? Famous pasuk, when the brothers came down to Yosef, it says he recognized them, they didn't recognize him. And what's the limud? This teaches that Yosef left the brothers without a beard, and now he had a beard. In other words, it's possible for, over the years, even a brother to be unrecognizable. Amar le'zil aiti sadi dachuat. So Rav Chista said to the newcomer, bring proof that you're really the son of Isak, and you can divide the property. Amar le'idli sadi said, I have witnesses. V'dachli mineh, but they're afraid to gavra alimahu, that this Mari ben Isak is a strong-armed guy. They're afraid of testifying against him, so they won't come. So Amar le'idideh, so Rav Chista turned to Mari, and he said, zil ant aiti sadi dalavachuchu. Bring witnesses that he's not your brother, which of course is much harder. Amarle, Dino Hachi, this is the rule. Hamos Chavala Varaya. This brother wants to get something out of me. He's got to bring the proof. What did Rav Chista say back? Amarle, Hachi Danina Lachu, Lachol Alimir Chavrach. This is what we do with you and powerful people like you. You frighten witnesses, so you've got the onus proof. So Amarle, Sof Sof Atu Sadi Velo Masadi. But the newcomer said, fine, he'll bring witnesses, but they're going to be afraid to testify. Amarle, Tarte Lo Avde. Rav Chista said they won't do that bad of a thing. To not show up, they might do. But to show up and lie, they won't do. So in the meantime, witnesses came and they testified properly that he really is the brother. Amarle liflog nami linami pardisa mustani de shatal. Then this newcomer felt a little more emboldened, and he said, I want now to divide among the orchards and the gardens that were fathers that Mari now had planted and had improved. So Amarle shaper kamalach. Rav Chista said, you got to do that too. Let's say a man died and he left adult sons and young sons. And the adult sons in the meantime improved the property. That improvement goes to the state. It doesn't go to them alone. Rashi points out that this can't be Rabba because why would Rav Chista be quoting Rabba? So it's probably B'chein Amar Rav. Hishpichu L'amtza. So Amar Le Abaye. Abaye said to Rav Chista, Midami. Hatam G'dolim Gabek Taim Yad Divakam Achli. Think about this. When a man dies and leaves adult children and minor children, the adult children who are working are mochel. What they're doing towards the Tanim, they know that the Tanim are going to benefit, right? And they're mochelet. Hacham Yad Leichel. Mari Bar Isak didn't know he had a brother, so when he worked, he wasn't planning on saying, yes, and I know that brother of mine is going to come along and get half of this. So Igalgal Milta Omata Lekam to Rabbi Ami. So this discussion moved around and got to Rabbi Ami, and we hear what he had to say. Amarlo, he said back, Dolami Zu Amru. There's a bigger statement that was made. Shavin Lahem Karis. Remember back in the previous podcast we said that if a relative comes to take control over the property of somebody who was taken in captivity, we don't know what happened to them, and he works on it, and then the person shows up, he's paid like an aris. So hashti didei lo yavinam lei. So now we're not going to give Mari Bar Yitzchak his own stuff. He certainly was working for it. Now ahadu ahad lakami to Rav Chista. So they came back to Rav Chista and said, you see, he should get that. Amar lehu midami hatam reshut nachit. In the case of the karov who was placed on the property, he went there b'reshut. Beit Din told him to go. Hachalav b'reshut nachit. Here, Mari Bar Yitzchak had gone without reshut. He just didn't check to see if any of the relatives took over the property. V'yod katanhu, besides which, Ploni, this brother who just showed up at the time, was a katan. V'ein moridin karov l'nichsei katan. You're not allowed to go and work on the nichsei katan because he won't know how to protest. Adru'a l'kam to Rabbi Ami. So now he went back to Rabbi Ami and saying, your claim is incorrect because, first of all, they're disanalogous. Besides which, this guy was a katan. Rav Ami said, you're right, but I didn't know he was a katan. Had I known he was a katan, I would have agreed with you that he really doesn't get, that Mara Isak really does not have a claim here. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick up Mirtz Hashem at the next Mishnah in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.